From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the death toll will most likely rise in the wake of an earthquake in Indonesia. A strong earthquake rocked Indonesia's Aceh province early Wednesday, killing nearly 100 people and sparking a frantic rescue effort in the rubble of dozens of collapsed and damaged buildings. The rescue effort involving thousands of search officials, villagers, soldiers, and police. Excavators were trying to remove debris from shop houses and other buildings where people were believed buried. TV footage showed rescuers in orange uniforms shining flashlights into the interiors of broken buildings as they searched for signs of life. The province's disaster mitigation agency said more than 600 people were injured. The National Disaster Agency said some 245 buildings were seriously damaged or destroyed, including 14 mosques. The rest were mainly dwellings and shop houses. Roads also cracked and power poles have toppled over. The U.S. Geological Survey said the 6.5 magnitude quake struck at 5:03 a.m. A Pakistani plane carrying 47 people crashed Wednesday on a domestic flight from the mountainous northern city of Chitral to Islamabad. Officials say the Pakistan International Airlines flight crashed in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. An earlier airline statement said the ATR-42 turboprop aircraft had lost contact en route from Chitral. Pakistan's last major air disaster was in 2015 when a Pakistani military helicopter crashed in a remote northern valley, killing 8 people, including the Norwegian, Philippine, and Indonesian envoys and the wives of Malaysian and Indonesian envoys. The deadliest crash was in 2010 when an Airbus operated by a private airline and flying from Karachi crashed. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump returned Tuesday to his vision of a non-interventionist foreign policy for the United States, saying as he did during his campaign that he does not want to have American forces fighting in areas that we shouldn't be fighting in. Speaking during a thank you rally for his supporters in Fayetteville, North Carolina, Trump said instead his focus will be on defeating terrorists, including the Islamic State group.
We will stop racing to topple foreign... And you understand this. Foreign regimes that we know nothing about, that we shouldn't be involved with. Instead, our focus must be on defeating terrorism and destroying ISIS. And we will.
Trump said the U.S. must end what he called a destructive cycle of intervention and chaos. At the same rally, Trump formally announced that he had chosen retired Marine General James Mattis as his nominee for Secretary of Defense. At the end of this month, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will leave office after a decade at the helm of the world body. He sat down with VOA UN correspondent Margaret Bashir to reflect on what comes next for him.
There has been much speculation about Ban's future. At 72, he is still full of energy and looks unlikely to change his workaholic ways. He has long been tipped to be a top contender in South Korea's 2017 presidential race. But recently, the country has been engulfed in a political crisis that could see the current president impeached if she doesn't resign, which could move the election forward. Ban says South Korea has resilient and mature democratic institutions, and he is confident it will come through the current crisis. As for a presidential run, he will only say that he is keeping his options open. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Staring a punishing and brutal defeat in the face, several Syrian rebel factions on Wednesday proposed a 5-day ceasefire in the eastern part of the city of Aleppo so the wounded, sick, and other civilians can be evacuated. This proposal came as Syrian government troops and allied militiamen declared they have seized control of 3/4 of the enclave that the opposition controlled since 2012. What is billed as the last big gathering of survivors of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor takes place Wednesday in Hawaii, 75 years to the day after the bombing which brought the United States into World War II. Ceremonies include a moment of silence, and at the same time of the morning, the Japanese planes began the attack, ultimately killed 2,400 people, most of them members of the Navy.
That's the latest world news from VOA.